In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Very reverend fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. Well, today is the 15th anniversary of the bringing down of the Twin Towers, that tragedy that happened on September 11th, 2001. Tragedy is an interesting thing. I once heard a priest say that if your favorite uncle dies, it's very sad, but it's not a tragedy. And then he went on to point out the tragedy was something like September 11th, or the Hindenburg, or even a global figure dying tragically, you know, Princess Diana or whatever, or Oedipus Rex, any of the great Greek tragedies. And I understand his point. His point was that when something small happens, in a sense, it's not a tragedy, but something large is a tragedy. But I would say that we should have a different view of this in the Orthodox Church. This week, we're also celebrating the Sunday before the cross. And it's interesting because we can view things as a tragedy in worldly terms, or we can view things the way our God wants us to view things, as the cross. Now, if you look at the cross and the crucifixion of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ upon the cross, that would seem to be a tragedy. And we lament, we mourn as we get close to Pascha, when we come to Holy Friday, we have the lamentations and we mourn and we sing hymns about mourning. And we see the disciples mourning and we see his mother and the other myrrh-bearing women mourning, thinking this is it, this is the end of the story. The Messiah that they had followed for 3 years, they believe, was now dead and life would go on, and it would be a tragedy, even in that one priest's terms of what a tragedy is. But Christ, through the cross, teaches us a better way, a different way to view this, to view anything that we can view as a tragedy. He teaches us to view it as a cross, to view it as something that is for our salvation. Because that's what the cross is. It's a tragic moment in time in which people, spurred on by the demons, betrayed and then tortured and crucified the God, the very God who had created them. And that's truly the tragedy. The tragic thing is not Christ dying upon the cross, but it's that people would allow themselves to be so influenced by the demons seeking to steal their souls that they would do something selfish that would grieve our Lord, that would hurt our Lord. But how did he respond to that? Did he respond with righteous indignation? Did he rail at them from the cross? Don't you know who I am? No. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He took this opportunity, this tragedy, and he made it for their salvation. And he made it for the salvation of the whole world. And I'm going to preach more on that on Tuesday evening at the Divine Liturgy, the evening Divine Liturgy that I'm sure you'll all be at. So come and hear what I have to say then. And then also next Sunday when we celebrate the Sunday afterwards. But what I want to point out today is that Christ gives us the opportunity to view our tragedies, to view the things in our life that hurt us as a cross, to take it on as a cross instead of viewing it as a tragedy, as something that we should run from and something that we should deny the existence of. And how do we do this? Well, we do it a couple ways. First of all, we do it, strangely enough, by being thankful. Being thankful in all things, saying, thank you, God, for whatever pain or anguish or whatever it is I'm going through right now. And the reason we thank him for that is because it shows us our utter reliance on him. It's easy to think that I can do this all by myself, that I can live life without any help whatsoever, that I'm an island, I'm a rock, I don't need anybody else. But that's just not reality. That's just not how it works. Ultimately, we are dependent on him for every breath that we take. And when we have hard times, when we're forced through our circumstances to be on our knees and to cry out to him, it reminds us of that fact that we're dependent on him for all things. So first of all, we're thankful. And secondly, what we remember is his great love for us. That's what really will help us get through, is we remember his great love for us and the great love that he has shown us. And we heard about that today in that most famous Bible verse, thanks to the Protestants, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And so what's the important thing that we see in there? We see God's love. St. Ephrem the Syrian says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son for it. Not that he was unable to save us in another way. That's an important point. We don't believe that God is constrained. God is completely free. He could have saved us however he chose to save us. But in this way, it was possible to show us his abundant love abundantly, to show us his great love fully, namely by bringing us near to him by the death of his Son. If God had anything more dear to him, he would have given it to us in order that by it our race might be his. In other words, the reason that he gave us his Son, the reason that Christ came and died for us, was not because God was constrained and the cross was a necessary thing to wipe out sin and death like some in Western theologies teach. But instead, it was out of God's great love for us that Christ came, took on our nature, and died on the cross. And so it's through this, it's through remembering this and this, in a sense, most quote-unquote tragic time in the history of the world, that we can seek to learn to look at the tragedies in our life, the pain in our life, the things that we're going through in our life, and to be thankful and to remember God's great love for us, and finally to remember that it's through that love for us that he has saved us and that he will save us in whatever situation we're in, that he will get us through it. I've said many times, our faith is not a blind faith. We don't believe in a God who has not done glorious and wonderful things for us. Whenever you're questioning that, just remember, okay, I'm here now. God's gotten me here now through everything he's gotten me through. And what a blessing that is. What a joy it is that we love a God and serve a God that loves us so much that he can take our tragedies and he can take the worst things in our life and have them become for us a cross through which we are saved and through which, God willing, those around us are saved. To his glory and that of the Father and the All Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.